Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tippy Talk, where we are going to go forward in spite of the fact that I just got a message that said we are finally experiencing an issue with the host line and guest calling function. Our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. Please watch for updates. That's the message I just got from Blog Talk Radio. But that doesn't mean we're not going to try to go forward, but we will try. And let's see if we were able to get someone on the guest calling function. Betsy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, we just got a message from them that they're experiencing an issue with the host line and the guest calling function, which is how you're calling in. You're calling in as a guest. And our engineers are actively working to resolve this issue. So if we get disconnected for some reason, then, you know, there's an issue with that. And I already have an emergency recording set up, so we'll do that. But so far, it seems like it's working okay.
Okay, because I called this number twice, and it said it was not working. And then I called that again. I said,
right.
Let me tell Tippy.
Right.
And
right.
Then it worked.
So that's why I'm letting you know what's going on. We're having technical issues. The whole website is having technical issues. But we might see the problem later on. Also, we might get disconnected. We might not record so well. We don't know what's going to happen. But all we do know is that they are having issues, and it's not specifically just my issue, which is fine. We'll go on anyway.
Okay.
So we have today an episode that actually could be that I'm going to make it private. I may not allow everybody to listen to it, or I may. We'll decide together of what we want to do with it. But it's a very special interview that I'm doing today that I've never done before, and I think that it might be very interesting and very fun to listen to. So if you want to hear something that we've never done before, then this would be the one for you. And this is something that I think everybody should do. It's an exercise that is fun and that can really open your eyes to a few things that you may not have thought about, because I thought about it today all day and my mind was sizzling. It was going crazy with so many different things. So what are we going to do today? What is it that made my brain sizzle all day today? What we're going to do today is we have Betsy Orzel as our guest. And Betsy is going to have a conversation with the 17 version of herself. And what would you say to your 17-year-old if you could sit her down, or sit him down if you're a guy, and talk to them today, which could be 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, 100 years later? I don't know. It depends on how many years you've been blessed to be in this wonderful planet of torture. No, just kidding. Not necessarily torture. It's just life happens. And what would you say that might make actually a difference or might not? So, Betsy, have you thought about it today?
Yes, I have, Chippy, and thank you for this opportunity. I was thinking of that. And I told you before I was working with a 17-year-old girl, so that really started making me think even more. So I was really thinking a lot about that. What I would tell my 17-year-old self is, don't worry what others think of you. Be true to yourself. Be confident in yourself. Don't let others stop you from your dreams and your visions. If somebody doesn't treat you the way you think you should be treated, you need to tell them to stop and leave the situation, leave that person. Be around people who will build you up, not tear you down. And Ripple.
Wow, I like this so much. I want to write it down, but go ahead and finish.
Our life has meaning to people. We affect people, whether it's for the good or for the bad. And we send out ripples to people that we don't even know about, for good or bad. Choose your words wisely, because they can be used to hurt people or help people. And we don't know how they can affect people for the rest of their lives. And others see us differently as we see us. And everybody is going through the same thing. They just don't want to talk about it because they think they're the only ones going through what they're going through. Excuse me. And everybody is going through it. And when you're insecure, it's because you lack confidence, because you haven't lived yet, but you will. And really, you have to have a mindset. This is what I want to do. This is the type of person, if you want to get married or have a partner, this is what I'm looking for in a partner. And don't settle for anything less. And if you meet somebody and you see the red flags, run. Because a person doesn't change. A snake is a snake in the grass, and a tiger won't change their stripes. And what you don't like about a person, now, if you're dating them, you will not like when you are married to them. Because usually they get worse and not better. Crack myself up.
Yes.
And just enjoy life. I wish I didn't learn this so late in life. So tell my 17-year-old self, enjoy your youth. It's fleeting. Enjoy your life. Live life to the fullest. And just savor each moment. Live in the moment and live in your now. Don't worry about what you're going to be like at 21 or 22 or 40 or 50. Live in your 17-year-old self now. Enjoy your teenage years, what's left when you're 17. And don't let anyone stop you. Don't let people drag you down and stop you from your your dreams. And I really think that a lot of people, I knew myself, let what others think stop them. Don't believe people's criticisms. And a true friend will help you, will build you up, not tear you down. And a successful, confident woman, I'm going to say this because I'm a woman, but if you're a man, I guess it's the same with men, will want to see you succeed. Friends, true friends, like when their friends succeed and will help bring them to that higher level, not tear you down. And it's probably more that I have to say. My mind went blank.
Well, these are words of wisdom. These are really, I think, words that could change your life forever if you just would listen, if you were 17 years old. I think that these words obviously can never be told by a 7-year-old because they just don't have the experience and the ability to come up with those. But honestly, what you just said is something that I would write down every word and read it every day. And it seems like the first thing that you said is don't worry about what other people think about you and don't let that stop you from doing anything. And what do you think would have happened in your life if you really didn't care what other people said? How do you think things would have looked differently?
I think if I didn't care what other people said, I might have been more wild. That might not have been a good thing. I might have gone to college. I might have believed I was smart enough to go to college. I might have. I might have believed that maybe I could be attractive to a guy, and that I wasn't, you know, that I wasn't ugly, and that I had a lot to offer somebody. Oh, I just thought of a. Can I say something else?
Was
of, I also would tell my 17-year-old self, you have your strengths, you have your gifts. Find out what they are, and use them to help others. Because when you help others, you're going to feel better about yourself. And always, always find something positive about yourself and be grateful for something in your life every day. And that life is worth living. And if you, and to embrace your feelings. If you're sad, embrace it. If you're depressed and you can't handle it, then seek help. And don't be ashamed that you need help. And don't be ashamed of who you are, whether you are straight, whether you're gay, whether whatever you are, whatever your ethnic background is, whatever you look like, be proud of who you are and stand up for what you believe in. That's something else I would tell my 17-year-old self. Be a leader, not a follower. That's just, actually, this is what I tell the children in my preschool. Mm-hmm. Anyone could be a follower, but it takes a stronger person to be a leader and to say, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what's going on, and I'm going to not do what you're telling me to do. I'm going to do what's right. So I tell the children, everyone around you is doing wrong. You be the leader, and you do the right thing.
And that's really beautiful. And so you started telling me how your life would have been different, and then you thought of a few more things to tell your 17-year-old self, but you started telling me how your life would have been different. So why don't we finish telling me that, because I do have one more question after that.
Okay. Yes, I think I would have been more outgoing. Maybe I would have went to more social functions and been more outgoing, not be afraid to talk to people. But that comes with being confident in yourself.
Right. Right.
And I, you know, when you're young, you don't.
Confident that you look good enough, that you are smart enough, that you are enough. That kind of confidence.
Right. Right.
So you would have had more confidence.
Right. Yes.
More self-confidence, for sure.
Yes.
Do you think you would have married somebody else?
Definitely. I definitely think.
You would have married somebody else? I probably would have gone to college.
I think, yes, maybe. If I went to college, I would have met somebody else. I would have been confident in myself to say, you know what? I don't need to be treated like this, and I'm walking away. If a man is interested in you, he will show the interest. You shouldn't have to run after him. A man should want to treat you right, plan dates, have the initiative to plan dates, and want to be with you. And if they can't show that interest in you, drop them like a hot potato. Take your keys and run for the hills.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But you're right. If you have no self-confidence, I think one of the biggest problems I had, which probably destroyed my life, was the fact that I couldn't walk away because I didn't have the confidence in walking away. So I think that's a huge one. That's really, really huge. And you really shouldn't have to run after anyone for a date. If they like you, they're there. If they don't like you, they're gone. You should be strong enough to accept the fact that they're not worth running after.
Exactly.
And that they should plan the date. The men should plan the date, not the woman. And the men should have some kind of initiative, not just you doing everything. So all those things, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in the way you think about yourself, all those things would be different if you trusted yourself and you didn't worry about what other people said or you didn't care what other people said. I think it all comes from the same thing.
Yes. I think when you don't have, when an individual doesn't have a sense of self-worth and self-confidence, then you are willing to settle because you feel, I know I felt, well, okay, I can't get any better because of what I look like and who's going to want me.
Right. Of who I am. Yeah, who's going to want me because I'm just not good enough. And I don't think that you're alone feeling that way. I think many people feel that way. And many girls, especially, because they measure themselves up against an image on a screen that has been modified and edited so much. So that sounds really good. So I have one more question for you. Are you ready?
Sure. Yes.
How much of that advice that you just gave your 17-year-old can you take for yourself and implement right now?
I am doing a lot of what I just told my 17-year-old. So I didn't think I really had it in me to do what I'm doing. My 17-year-old self would never have done a video and put it on Facebook. That's for sure. That is for sure. I can't believe what I'm doing. I can't believe how vocal I am. I do try to be grateful for something every day. Mm-hmm. I know that after my journey with caregiving is over, and if I wanted to date again, I know what I will not put up with this time. Because I will not settle, and I will not put up with any baloney. If a guy can't accept me as I am, get out.
Not worth your time.
Right.
So basically, and also, what you're saying is,
I just feel more, you know, confident in myself that I don't I don't need a man to make me happy, and I don't need a man to make me feel good about myself. That's my job. That's up to me to do that.
Right. So basically what you're saying is that you are going to do everything yourself right now. Every single advice that you gave your 17-year-old is something that you embrace and you follow right now.
Right.
And that's good, because if you didn't, I would say you're just talking and you're not really doing it, and it's never really too late. So it's really good that you are doing it, and I think being grateful is amazing. How does that feel when you do your grateful dance?
Grateful for so many things. Mm-hmm. You know, people think, well, how can you feel grateful in your situation, or how can you feel blessed in the situation that I'm in? But if you can get up every morning and you can walk and talk and take care of yourself, you're blessed. And I'm grateful for that. That could end. I don't take anything for granted at all, because even the simplest of chores, of tasks, buttoning a shirt, walking, but to be able to do that, that's something to be grateful for. And people need to stop being, I wasn't going to say, ungrateful. People will complain, and I did when I was younger. I complained, and I was pessimistic. And it's a mindset, and I had to learn this for myself. So I would tell a 17-year-old, myself, it's a mindset. You could choose to be happy or sad, bitter, or make yourself a better person. Elvis does nothing. I would say, what you don't like about yourself and you could change, then change it. And what you can't change, then you have to learn to accept it. And accept yourself,
right,
flaws and all. Because you are, the Bible says, perfectly and wonderfully made. And you should value yourself. And I really wish that I had the confidence when I was younger. I really do. I wish I felt more secure, more confident. I really wish that I did, because I was so shy, Tiffy, that I worked as a candy striper. I was 15. I'd walk into the room with my head down. I wouldn't even look at anybody.
It was so shy.
Yes.
So shy. Yeah. I know. I think there's part of me that is still shy, but not as much as I was. Maybe a little bit less.
I can understand that. I'm not like 100% outgoing. If I'm in a situation with people that I don't know, I might tend to be more quiet till I get my feel of the people and the atmosphere. But I'm very quiet in a situation where I don't know people. And if I know people, I talk.
Then it's different. Yeah, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know people, then it could be intimidating. Definitely could be intimidating. Yeah. Well, that's great. I think that's wonderful. I think that's advice that is great for your 17-year-old, but I also think it's something that's good for every single person at any age at all. I don't think you have to be 17 years old to take your advice. I think it's great advice. I have to just tell you something very inspirational that you just made me think about. And it's a speech that I saw on TEDx called Own Your Face. And this guy that was talking about Own Your Face, he was born without a nose. And so basically he had a big hole in his face. And he is the youngest of, I think, 6 brothers and sisters. So his mother was so distraught over his face that she left him in the hospital and went home. And then when she got home, of course she couldn't stop thinking about him. And she talked to all the other siblings that he had, and they discussed it, and they all decided that they were going to bring him home. So she went back to the hospital, and she brought him home. And when they took him to the doctor said that he can work on his face. His eyes were also too far apart, so he looked like a fish with no nose. And when they talked to the doctor said that they can do surgery and put his eyes closer together and put, instead of a nose, take his toe and stick his toe on his nose because they were going to cut off his leg anyway. There was something wrong with his legs. So they decided, and it was risky because he might get, you know how it is, any surgery you do is very risky.
Right, yes.
So they decided that they were going to do that. They were going to let the doctor do surgery with him. And even though, you know, it was risky, and they did the surgery and they brought him home. And growing up in school, the kids were very cruel to him. They used to call him all kinds of names, including toe nose. And nobody ever made fun of him because he didn't have legs. They all only made fun of his face. So obviously, face issues he had, like the kind of issues we have, like maybe a million times more. And here he was standing on speech, on stage saying, own your face. And when he was 14 years old, because he was being teased all the time, his parents went back to the doctor and they said, can you do something better than this? So the doctor said, yeah, his eyes are still too far apart. We can put his eyes closer together. We can mold his nose. Technology, he was already 14. There was more technology. They could fix him. But there was a chance that he might go blind because they had already did surgery on his eyes, and now they were going to do another surgery on his eyes. And there's nothing they can do. There's definitely a big chance that that might happen. So the whole family sat down together again to make a decision on what to do. But ultimately, they came to him and they said, what do you want to do? And in that moment, he said, he decided that what's the point of having a prettier face if he's going to be blind, and that he doesn't want to take that chance, but he decided to own his face. And honestly, I looked at his face and he looked pretty good. But what happened right before he did that speech, he had a friend who was an artist who did a portrait of his face. And the character and the feelings that he showed on that face made him wake up and realize that he needs to just own that face, accept that face. And that was so touching because I had always had a problem of thinking, yeah, I'm too ugly, I'm not pretty enough, you know, I'm not good enough. And I think a lot of girls have that. And then something like that, when you see, you're like, wow, if he can own his face, how are we even entitled to think of ourselves as anything other than beautiful creatures?
Wow, that is really a great story. That is a powerful man.
Yeah, I was very touched. Very, very touched by him. So basically the bottom line is, whatever you look like, own your face. It's yours. Nobody else has it. It has beauty, it has character. It has something that nobody else has. And it is beautiful no matter what anybody tells you. If somebody tells you it's beautiful, somebody tells you it's not, it is beautiful. You are beautiful. Unless you're an evil serial killer, that's a whole different ballgame. And if you are an evil serial killer, you're probably not going to listen to this show, so I'm not too worried about it.
Right. But, I mean, you could be a beautiful person outside and be ugly inside.
Or the other way around. So, so you have to be really in alignment, the outside with the inside. And any kind of thoughts that you have that are not in alignment with that, you have to reprogram that. You have to change that. You have to really go back and listen to the beginning of this tape and do everything that Betsy tells you to do. And that's it. That's the end of the story for now.
Well, thank you, Tippi. I appreciate a chance to do this. This is very enlightening for me to think of my 17-year-old self and how ironic it was that I am working with the 17-year-old and to tell her the advice that I would wish I had at that age. Not that I would have listened, because I think people really sometimes probably have not. To find out for themselves.
Yes, probably not. But at least you tried, right?
Right. I tried. So,
and
hopefully
that's the story.
She'll remember me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she'll remember your words. And one day she'll say, if it wasn't for Betsy telling me that, I don't know where my life would have been. Betsy, that woman I met, changed my life. Hopefully she, and if she listens to you, it will change her life. For the good. Definitely for the good. And
that would
that's
be awesome.
The story, folks. That's the story. This has been Tippi Talk, doing something completely and utterly different with Betsy Wurzel, because you just inspire those kind of things in me. I want to wish you all a magical weekend, since today is Friday. If you happen to be listening to this on Monday, I would say don't forget, by Friday, have a magical weekend and let your talent be your potion. Yeah.